Straight to the Center Circle studio. Tim Van Horn goes studs up into the soccer world where no one is safe. The 18-yard box is wall-free. This is My Three Subs Podcast, a soccer odyssey with your manager, Tim Van Horn.
I know that Germany's already playing, but the rest of Europe, tick, 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 not far behind now.
It's so exciting.
Ronaldo, Zlatan, and a whole bunch of other characters getting ready to suit back up.
Yeah, put the controllers down. It's real soccer this time.
It's definitely real soccer. Sunderland till I die? Well, you better pack your patience because it looks like they've got even tougher times. We'll talk about that as well. And then we'll talk about things happening stateside as well because it does look like we're getting some more soccer in the United States as well. That's very, very, I'll throw one more very in, very exciting. We're the Brody Scott. I'm Tim Van Horn. We've got our shin guards on. We're about 6 feet apart. We've disinfected the soccer balls. The shin guards hadn't been washed in years, but you know what? Who really does that?
It's that
kind of
funk
thing?
Smell. You know, it's the smell.
If you wash the socks, it covers up the odor. It's like papering over the cracks. It's really no big deal.
It's its own defender.
Brody Scott and I are here. He's a big deal. Me, not so much. This is My Three Subs.
We'll be back with today's kickoff from the Center Circle Studios. This is My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey.
I think I owe everybody out there an apology this week on the podcast because last week I had featured a couple of properties that were for sale. There was a condo that was for sale in Midtown, and there was also I was talking about a new house that was going to be going on the market in Bartlett. I'm sorry, the house in Bartlett sold in 6 hours, and the condo sold as well. So running low on inventory on that. Wow. So sorry about that, but I do have a great house out in Arlington right now. It's got 5 bedrooms, 3 baths. It's out in Wilson's Crossing. It has a neighborhood pool within a short walking distance, so you get to enjoy the pool without having to work on it yourself. It's a beautiful thing. Great Arlington schools. You can go to timvanhorn.com and find out about that as well. But if you're thinking, you know, Tim, it sounds like you can get those houses and condos moved pretty quickly. That is something I take pride in, getting you a great price, getting you good bank on that, and getting you moved on to where you want to go. And if you're looking for a house, I can help you with that as well with a customized search. You can go to timvanhorn.com. You can also call me. I'm with Cry Like Realtors, 901-756-8900. Or just pick up my cell. Call 901-262-5000. That's 901-262-5000. Around the block or around the world, I've got agents that can help you relocate. No place too close, no place too far. That's how we roll at Cry Like Realtors. Again, my number is 901-262-5000. You can go online and check it out too and see a picture of my beautiful family at timvanhorn.com.
This is My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey. We're underway from the Center Circle Studios.
I'm looking at my calendar, and I see some La Liga coming up this week, and then not far behind, Premier League, and we've got some Serie A. Welcome back, European soccer.
Hey.
Long time no see. I see you've grown a little facial hair. How you doing?
Yeah, the haircuts. I noticed a lot more players are starting to take to social media and flaunting the old hair versus new hair kind of memes going on. It's really, really fun now.
Yeah, it is. La Liga is going to start back up. We've seen Bundesliga, but La Liga is going to be back at it this week.
Thursday,
and then a full slate coming up over the weekend, and then just around the bend, we'll be looking at Premier League. They have a couple of games in hand that they've got to take care of to get everybody up to the same number of matches played, and then we'll see a full slate this weekend, and plus we got FA Cup that's going to be in there too, and then look at Serie A will be back as well. And out of all of this, and really there's not much we can talk about other than they're fixing to play.
Right.
There's not much in the way of speculation. One of the things I'm most looking forward to is the European Golden Boot race with Lewandowski has just been nuts for Bayern Munich. And then now that Ciro Immobile is going to be back, can he catch him? He's a few goals behind, but he's been scoring at a crazy clip for Lazio. So when they get back underway, this could make for a fun. And then let's not forget Cristiano Ronaldo. And by the way, this guy named Leo Messi can score a mess of goals. So there's so much to look forward to.
It really is. I mean, Bundesliga coming back has kind of put the precedence in order and the pecking order kind of at a higher rate in a higher race. So this should be really interesting of what, you know, these guys watching Bundesliga come back go, wait, I can do that. I can do better, you know, and I can't wait to show you. And I think we're in for some really, really good soccer, especially in the Premier League and the Liga and in Serie A too. But I think Premier League is going to be a really fun race now.
I think so too. And I want to throw this out there too, because you've got not just the race for the Golden Boot, but you also have... You actually have some players that are chasing a little bit of history here, and one specifically is Thomas Muller. Remember, he was kind of on the outs until Hansi Flick came in. It seemed like he was reborn with Bayern Munich, and he's sitting on, I think, 20 assists this year. And a lot of people talk about Kevin De Bruyne, but Thomas Muller has been fantastic. He's in rare air of about four or five guys that have reached that. I think Thierry Henry is one that has reached that in the past. Maybe Xavi. I'm hard-pressed. I mean, there's only like four or five guys that have done this in Europe in a single season.
You're saying he's really good at passing.
Yes. Yes. You know, and I'm not even sure Paul Scholes has ever done that. You know, he's been an offensive machine in days gone by. Ryan Giggs, those guys.
There's a lot to look forward to now. I mean, you know, there's just so many guys are up for so many accolades that it would have been an injustice for them not to play it.
Yeah, and with the season coming to a halt soon, we are getting the sprint that we had hoped that we would get.
Yeah.
We are definitely going to be getting that, and Liverpool's going to be coronated the champions of the Premier League. We don't know at what ground. I guess that's going to happen.
Right.
But it's imminent. I mean that's coming.
But that wasn't the race. The race that we're looking forward to, I think, is who comes in second and then who is relegated. You know, because that race, we said it weeks before even the lockdown that was going to be where the soccer was watched.
Who is second, ... Will Man City have to serve a UEFA suspension for violation of fair play rules, period? It's a long dot. That's a long ellipsis.
It's a long ellipsis, but I think it's, you know, very poignant. But that being said, who gets relegated? League One.
That, you know, we look at the Premier League. That's going to be a toss up among, you know, three or four teams for maybe that last spot or two. And then Championship, we're going to see a little bit of movement there. But League One is a big story as well, simply because there are so many people that follow League One due to Sunderland,
right?
Which at one time had been up and down in the Premier League, and then they suffered back to back drops going from Premier League to the Championship and then to League One. Much of the season, they were amongst the top six, at least guaranteeing them a playoff position for promotion. Well, just earlier today, League One has decided to curtail the season and use a points-per-game system. So not only did Sunderland just finish outside the top six, they fell from seventh to eighth when you use points per game, because I guess they had an extra match and that dropped them even further. And I think they fell by about 3.5 points. So if they would have won and maybe drawn one in their last four or five matches, if they would have just scratched out a little bit more, they would have had a chance. But you know what?
That's so Sunderland.
I mean, they have bottomed out. I mean, they're sitting in eighth right now in the third division. They're down there with Lincoln City. You've got... And speaking of League One, they're going to have their relegation. They're going to have their promotion. It looks like they're going to have a little bit of a playoff as well to figure out who's going to get that third promotion slot into the championship. I believe that's how it's going to go down. I'm still trying to vet through all the details. And that's one weird thing about right now is you look at the different leagues and you have to kind of sort out the plans and the contingency plans.
Right. And what is the actual plan? What was not like put out as a hopeful plan kind of thing?
Yeah. Let's talk about the Bundesliga for a minute. U.S. International, he's in his 30s now. Fabian Johnson, he's leaving the Bundesliga. I don't know if he's going to come to MLS and maybe finish out his career, which at 32, I think he's 32. He's still got probably three or four good seasons as a field player.
And
if he's a goalkeeper, he's probably got, you know, 6, 7, 8 years he could continue to go. But Fabian Johnson, you may have known him from the World Cup and also in the Copa back in 20. I believe that was 2016, the Centenario. Yeah, I think it's 2015, 2016. But he's coming. He's leaving the Bundesliga. I don't know for sure where he's going to go at this point. And speaking of that, let's talk statistics. I know you love to go inside the numbers.
I love it.
These matches behind closed doors. The guy is it Geistenspiel?
Geistenspiel.
So the matches behind closed doors, is there still a home pitch advantage? And there is a definite answer to this. And the answer is
no. No. When they first came back, it was no. But I think it's starting to pan out to where your home wins, you're 21.7%. You could crunch the numbers, but honestly, no.
Now, can you compare that to what it was before the stoppage?
Yeah, it's 43.3%.
So the odds have been basically, or the percentage has been cut in half. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The home goals, I know, going into the break was what, about 1.75?
Yeah, and then 1.28 now.
So it has dropped off about half a goal a game now.
Half a goal.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Home field, I mean, you can pipe in all the noise you want, but it's really not doing you.
Has that converted, those dropped points converted into wins for the away team or just simply draws?
Oh, no. We're talking wins and big wins. 47.8% of the time, the away team is walking away the victor.
And I know that can't be correct before the stoppage.
No. It's like 34% percent of the time that the away team won. But I mean, you're close to 50% of the time the away team winning.
And that in any sport is massive.
Yeah.
You, if you can go 50-50 in any sport, but soccer typically you don't.
No.
You're just happy if you can pull a point most of the time. Now, if it's Liverpool playing, you know, Norwich or somebody like that, traditionally you would think or Man City and Norwich or something like that, you would think that, you know, those teams would pull all 3 points.
Listen, I, at a 34% away win before the stoppage, okay, you're talking, you might accredit that to the fans, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you can.
Maybe away supported.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because, you know, now you're talking at almost a 50% clip. You're walking away a winner.
So the home fans do make a difference.
Apparently.
So far, unless the home teams have just happened to just be out of shape and suck right now.
And I think there's a little bit to that, too.
Hey, let's put a pin in this because there have been, it seems like, some noticeable physical differences in conditioning for these teams. Maybe that's a question for our guest in the second half regarding the Bundesliga.
Yes, great idea. I'm writing it down.
Put a P-E-N on it, but put a P-I-N in it.
Hey, now.
Let's talk a little bit about transfer news. And one's really kind of a bringing back off of loan, and another is an extension of a contract. Some good news for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer at Manchester United. The youngster, 19-year-old Brandon Williams, who played about 24 games at left back for them, they've signed him to an extension. And then the wonder kid in goal for Sheffield United, the one that has really guided them to top five, top six status right now, Dean Henderson, and also being, by the way, considered maybe for the England national team, they're renewing him. I think they're going to bring him back into the fold as a long-term solution eventually at Manchester United. You know, there's been overtures since like 1929 that David De Gea was going to go to Real Madrid.
Right.
That has not materialized of yet. But I think if he does, having Dean Henderson as a deputy and cover is a smart play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That'll give him some help, finally.
Sergio Romero has been the backup in goal, and he's been capable. I mean, he's been absolutely fine, but if you're looking for many, many years on the upswing, Dean Henderson's probably your guy. He's strong. He's good in the air. Unlike Joe Hart, he's not allergic to corner kicks. it kind of works out really well for Manchester United in those terms. But now the question is, once the season ends in the transfer window, who's going where? You know, is Jadon Sancho going to be leaving Dortmund?
Right.
He's been getting advice suggesting, hey, maybe you should stay put and grow your game here. You can be a superstar here. Maybe you don't take that leap. What about Kylian Mbappe at PSG? Is he ready to make the move to Real Madrid? Is he the guy to make the Madrid move? Is he the guy to join Pogba at Manchester United? If Pogba stays, it seems like right now, in the should I stay, should I go, it's stay at the moment. And maybe that's for economic reasons.
That changes every week, week to week with Pogba.
Yeah. But Sancho has been looked at, I know, by Chelsea. He's been looked at a number of clubs. But in the meantime, I think everybody's just kind of happy to be back on the pitch.
I think it's just I'm somewhere.
Yeah.
And I want to be seen, and here in a couple weeks we will see who is ready to be seen.
And we are less than 2 weeks away from the start of the NWSL Challenge Cup, which means there's going to be a series of matches. It's basically about a
it's kind of like
5 to 6 week tournament, right? To get a season in, and I know CBS is going to pick up some of that on the national level and likely through streaming,
right,
which will be fun. MLS has their basically six and a half week tournament that they're going to have in Orlando, Florida. The winner of that gets a CONCACAF Champions League spot. And who's to say if that's going to be all that they play this year? Maybe there's a little bit more after that.
Yeah. I mean, nothing's been carved in stone, much like you saw with the USL's announcement that they were coming back.
Yeah, and Ryan Madden, we spoke with him, the Vice President of Communications and PR, last week when we dropped that special episode. If you haven't heard that, go back and listen. But essentially, unlike MLS, which is a single entity where really decisions can be made closer to a unilateral status.
Right.
It takes the Board of Governors, it takes essentially the 35 teams to have a majority to agree to come back to play. We know that they've agreed to that. They've circled the date of July 11th as the projected date. Beyond that, everything is question marks at this point because you've got so many permutations. You've got 35 different markets. Mm-hmm. How many matches? Where are they going to play them? Mm-hmm. You know, really,
what capacity do they play them?
Yeah, awesome. Right. And a lot of that's going to be based on regulations in 35 different municipalities. So in the meantime, instead of us speculating, we're going to sit tight and just wait till the news occurs.
Right.
Because we could go down that rabbit hole all day.
Oh, yeah.
And almost everything we speculate will be wrong.
Or right.
Basically a college football recruiting show.
True.
I mean, who wants to deal with that? Anything else we need to touch on in this break? Because I'm so excited about the interview.
You know, I'm looking at the clock and I'm going, okay, he's calling in T-minus. So, and I'm really excited to talk to him, especially because of what has transpired in the past couple weeks with leagues returning. I've got so many questions for our big guest.
Coming up, it's the head coach of USL Championship side Memphis 901 FC, Tim Mulqueen. We're going to ask him about the transition from the shutdown where it was total lockdown to the gradual adjusting to finally being able to get in front of some of the guys and get some serious training in. We'll talk with him about that. We'll talk about his staff. Oh, and is he going to be in a movie? We better ask him about that too. That's coming up. Tim Mulqueen next on My Three Subs.
And that takes us to the half. More next on My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey.